Vision 180.
Live different.
Different. Yeah, I've got a lot of things. Let's open up a door to you that nobody can close. Yeah, I've got a lot of things. I got you in my grip and I'm never letting go.
Joining me in the studio tonight is Brisbane pop artist River. How's it going, River?
So good, thank you.
So great to have you in, and so great. I'm so excited to get to know you and also hear a bit of your music as well in tonight's show. So that's going to be very exciting. So,
thank you for having me, Alex. It's fun to be here tonight.
So tell us a bit more about yourself. For those who are familiar with Easterfest, back in the day, you did perform there under your real name, Beck.
Yes. So Beck Lawton, which most people don't know is my real name, but I don't feel like I'm lying when I say River is my name, because River is actually Hebrew for Rebecca.
Oh, really?
So one and the same name.
There you go. Mm. So what have you been up to since Easterfest those days?
I miss Easterfest.
Where have you been?
Those were fun days.
Yeah.
So I headlined Easterfest the last couple of fests, and then I think I did maybe one national tour, and then I disappeared off the radar.
What were you doing?
I was songwriting. I was digging
locked
and
away
searching
in your bedroom
with God in the wilderness and just going through a journey physically, metaphorically, and musically to find what was next.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an intense and beautiful journey. And in the process, I actually got picked up by major labels for the first time, which was really exciting.
Awesome.
And the music that I began writing, instead of just putting out the next 5 songs that I wrote, we actually wrote a whole bunch of songs, and I kind of grew to a space that I'd, not been at before, and kind of felt like it needed a new name. It sounded, you know, so vastly different from the stuff that I had recorded previously.
Mm.
And so really felt like I wanted God to, you know, Abraham me, you know, rename.
So good.
And it's funny because I was like, I had this name picked out that was like cool, but it didn't feel right. And I was praying. I was like, God, I really want you to rename me. I don't want to just do something that's cool because that's so naff.
But you're a new creation.
Yeah.
The old is gone. The new has come.
That's right. And then my manager, who is not a Christian, is like, what about the name River? It's like Hebrew or something for Rebecca. I was like,
wow.
I was like, Lord, I feel like that's you. So I chose River, even though I felt like it wasn't as cool as the other names. I really felt like I never want what's cool to be, you know, my motivation for music. I want it to be, you know, God ordained and let him move through me. So that was
awesome.
Yeah, the name, the process behind River.
Awesome. Well, this new EP has come out, which is called River.
Yeah,
R-I-V-A-H.
In case
so good.
People are wondering how to spell it, R-I-V-A-H.
So good. It's such a great EP. So we'll talk about that soon.
Yay.
But first performance, which song are you going to start with? Because I'm really excited. Can I pick the first one?
Well, you want to pick it, did you say?
Did you? No. Which ones have you come prepared to perform first,
We're going to play the latest single, which is called Worry About It.
Nice.
We'll be the first one.
Okey
and then
doke.
We're going to play Cheerleader.
Yay!
After that.
Personal fave. I'm so excited.
Good.
Riva is my guest on tonight's show. Take it away when you're ready.
You don't need a watch when you're with me. When you're with me, I will be your time. You don't need to tell me I'm pretty. I know I'm pretty, and I will be just fine. Won't you get off the phone? We're all alone. All notifications off. You don't need to worry about nothing. We don't need money. We haven't got any house. So put your bags down. You ain't going anywhere. Take me in your arms tonight. You know I'm gonna take you there. You don't need to worry about a thing. I've opened up a door to you that nobody can close. You don't need to worry about a thing. I got you in my grip and I'm never letting go. You don't need to worry about a thing. Don't worry that you're falling, cause you never hit the ground. You don't need to worry about a thing. You don't need to worry about it. We don't need a band playing rhythms, cause our rhythm, we got it down tight. Honey, you ain't got no competition, you're always winning. I'll make a trophy if you like. Nobody can stop us now, feet off the ground. We're never coming down. Do you like the way that I'm looking? I said I didn't want you to say it, but I lied. So put your bags down. You ain't going anywhere. Take me in your arms now. You know I'm gonna take you there. You don't need to worry about it, worry about a thing. Worry about them falling, cause you'll never hit the ground. You don't need to worry about it, worry about a thing. I got you in my grip and I'll never let you down. You don't need to worry about it, worry about a thing. Worry that you're falling, cause you never hit the ground. You don't need to worry about it, worry about a thing. You don't need to worry about it. So put your bags down. Say yeah. Take me in your arms now. So take me in your. So put your bags
put them down.
Yeah. Take me in your arms.
Take me
now. Opened up a door to you that nobody can close. You don't need to worry about it, worry about a thing. Got you in my grip and I'm never letting go. You don't need to worry about it, worry about a thing. Don't worry that you're falling cause you never hit the ground. You don't need to worry about it, worry about a thing. You don't need to worry about it, worry about it, worry about it.
Awesome. So good. That is River's brand new song. It's called Worry About It. So what is that song all about, River?
Pretty much it's about Matthew, what is it?
Come on, girl.
Don't worry verse. Is it 25:14? Am I making that up? 26?
I think it's 25.
25?
Quick, Google. What is it?
You know, don't worry about tomorrow. Today has enough troubles of its own. And yeah, I had a revelation about that this week. It's like he's looking at the flowers. He's like, they neither toil or spin, and yet none is dressed as finely. The flowers look more beautiful than Solomon in all his glory. And I'm like, I never noticed the line about the flowers don't work hard, because I feel like in this day and age, we feel like we need to be achieving and working and doing all this stuff to get validation. Obviously, God doesn't want us to be lazy, but it's not our efforts that help us achieve anything anyway. It's like Jesus died to save us because we can't be perfect without him, you know?
Very
and if
true.
We try and be perfect without him, we're negating the cross. And now I'm preaching.
Yes, so good. Be listening for more River on my show next, and we'll talk more about your testimony.
Woo!
I just wanna love you. Won't you let me? I just got to have you. Won't you let me? I just wanna love you. Won't you let me? I just got to have you.
Brizzy pop artist River is my guest on tonight's show. Now, just before, you performed one of your songs from the new EP, which is called River. So I'll play another song very soon. So excited for that. But first, tell us about your testimony. When did you become a Christian?
Good question. And I love that we can talk about this here. It doesn't normally happen on radio.
That's true.
And it's the stuff that's closest to my heart. Well, I actually grew up, my dad was a worship pastor down at Hills Sydney, which is now famously Hillsong. So he worked under Frank Houston, Brian Houston's dad, back in the day.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. Cool. So I kind of grew up as a pastor's kid, so basically the naughtiest kid in town.
Very true.
But definitely had my own true revelation of God and my own personal experience and connection with him, because later my dad ended up walking away from faith, but that had no effect on my relationship with
God.
Wow,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and so I think,
not your dad part, but your part in that.
And mum and sister still going strong as well, which is cool. But I feel like even though my relationship with God has always been there and it's always been strong, I feel like I definitely had a revelation of fearing God probably in the year 2013.
Okay.
So I always loved,
what happened then?
Always loved God, but I guess I wasn't obedient, which sounds boring, but man, obedience is the key to life. Obeying God equals happiness. So definitely, it was mostly just a guy's thing. I just definitely wasn't honoring God with my body and had a series of bad relationships with guys. And I finally was like, you know what? I'm going to honor God with my body. I'm going to actually obey you know, his word and not think of it. I feel like we excuse some stuff in the Bible, which is honestly there for our good, and we excuse it thinking, oh, but in this day and age, you know, we have the pill. So
yeah, it's different
just
now.
Just being honest, you know, and it's like, no, God tells you to save yourself a marriage for a reason. So finally started honoring him with that part of my life in 2013, and just have, I don't know, I feel like I was born again and had a new lease on life, and I was like happier than I'd been in a long time, and just saw fruit in my life, you know, the fruit of the spirit. That's honestly the true riches of life, and saw heaps of that. Yeah, and that was actually similar to the time that I disappeared and started becoming River and getting signed to labels and all that good stuff.
Awesome. River is hanging out on tonight's show. Be listening next. We are going to do another song. And by we, I mean you, because I can't sing.
You can sing along.
And your beautiful backing vocals from your friend and also guitarist as well.
David
it's
and Nettie.
It's a lot of fun. Yay. Thanks, guys. We'll do that next. Brizzy pop artist River is my guest on tonight's show in the studio, which is a lot of fun. So this next song from your new EP, River, is called Cheerleader, which I love. Personal favourite. I actually gave it to my husband last night. I said, have a listen to this. River's going to be on my show. I'm so excited.
Pump it
and he really
up.
Liked it. So, yes.
Thank
that
you,
was
husband.
Great. Yes, he loved it. Tick of approval from him. So, what is this song all about for you?
Well, I wrote this song actually in Sydney in Universal Music Studios with a guy named Jesse Porches.
Wow, that's big.
And it's funny because I was actually feeling quite alone and down that day. Mm-hmm. But I'm in the studio with this guy who's really high energy and happy. And I was like, okay, let's mix this together. And also because when you're feeling down, sometimes you need to declare, you know, the truth and joy and goodness and whatever of your life.
Yeah.
So this song is all about how it's about, I feel like it's what God was singing to me, but I'm singing it to you now. And it's saying how he's always got your back. And he's like your number one cheerleader, even when everyone else falls away, you know, when life is not looking fantastic, you know, you've just lost your job and you've just, you know, the kind of things that makes people not want to be around you. That's when God's especially there, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's that about, and there's friends like that too. It's about those people who are there through thick and thin, not just when you win the TV show or get lots of money or things.
True. Awesome. Well, take it away. This is River's brand new song. It's called Cheerleader.
Yeah, I know you thought I would be running for the hills. Oh no, but I'm not like them. Don't put me in the pocket with your summer friends. Nah, do you see me? Honey, let me give your eyes a little cleaning. I mean, what they say, we got it down, we got it down. Maybe you could just sweat it out. Maybe you could just sweat it out. Maybe you could just sweat it out, yeah. Maybe you could just sweat it out. Maybe you could just sweat it out. Maybe you could just sweat it out now. Hey, hey. Ooh, honey, I'm right where you left me. And you know I will be waiting. Pick it up, cheerleader on your team. Ooh, wow, wow, wow. Ooh, honey, I'm right where you left me. And I know you won't forget me. Pick it up, cheerleader on your team. Ooh, wow, wow, wow. Thought that it was over. I saw your eyes drop, but I know you wouldn't give up like that. Tell me you wouldn't give up like that. Come through like I know you. Honey, best believe by the time I got you. Blah, blah. I mean, what they say, we got it down, we got it down. Maybe you could just sweat it out. 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 Yeah. Hey, hey. Ooh, honey, I'm right where you left me. And you know I will be waiting, big enough cheerleader on your team. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Ooh, honey, I'm right where you left me. And I know you won't forget me, big enough cheerleader on your team. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Dive, dive me, dive, dive, dive me. Come, come back. I got your back now, so I'm your cheerleader, ay. I'm your cheerleader, ay. Ooh, I got your back now. Ooh, I got your back now. So I'm your cheerleader, ay. I'm your cheerleader, ay. Ooh, I got your back now. Ooh, honey, I'm back where you left me. And you know I will be waiting, big enough cheerleader on your team. Oh, honey, I'm back where you left me. And I know you won't forget me. Pick it up, cheerleader on your team. Cheerleader on your team.
Yes, honey.
Yes, honey.
That was so good. Thank you. That was amazing. That is River's brand new song. It's called Cheerleader from her new album, EP, which is also called River. Check it out. It is so good. So what are your plans for the future? Where now I heard little birdie told me that you're off to New York.
Oh, yes.
You're leaving Brisbane once again.
Yeah. So I've been going back and forth from New York for since probably I was last on here. And Phil, God's called me there, so submitted for the visa, paid lots of money, have waited lots of time, and I find out in 2 weeks whether I get the visa. So God willing, I'll be over in New York within the month.
So what do you want to do over there? Keep producing music?
Of course, yeah. Always. But I kept going back to New York with opportunities. I was nominated, a finalist for the Independent Music Awards based in New York. And that was the first time I went. And then I won the Lord Mayor's Young and Emerging Artist Grant from Lord Mayor Graham Quirk.
Wow.
Thank you so much. And ended up working with Michael League from Snarky Puppy. It's like a Grammy Award winning USA-based band.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to New York to do that. And God just kept opening doors in New York. And I was thinking, oh, you know, music, music, music. But the last trip I went, and I was playing at a festival over there called Mondo Festival, and went with my manager, which was fun to go with my manager. But I stepped into this church called C3 Brooklyn, and honestly just felt like, wow, this is what I've been coming to New York for. Like, I want to be invested in this church for life, and obviously music around that. Wow. But man, it's such an incredible church community. And just the more you're in the music industry, the more you realize how fickle it is and how much greater like worshiping God with music is. Mm. So it's called C3 NYC now. But yes, my heart is to go back. Serve there, find a husband, pop out some babies, keep writing music.
So good. Well, Brisbane pop artist River is my guest on tonight's show. Be listening for more very soon. Brisbane pop artist River is my guest on tonight's show. And River, you just performed one of your songs, which is amazing.
Oh, Dodd, chills. Thanks.
So good.
Kia ora, bro.
So good. So tell us more about your history.
Yes.
I love your history and music and what you've been up to recently. And I did notice you have been a little bit part of Triple J Unearthed.
Yes, yes, definitely. So one of the winners. The Triple J world. So yeah, I won a Triple J comp to tour with the Rubens.
Yes.
Which is amazing and also hilarious because I love R&B music. I wasn't necessarily aware of the Rubens until I... That sounds bad. Until I won the tour with them. But every time I mentioned them from then on, I was like, oh, these guys are a big deal. And,
cool.
Well, actually, some new news that nobody knows yet. Another song from the EP, which is called Flood, has just been synced to a French commercial.
What?
I'm so excited about it. It's like my first proper international sync.
How did that happen?
The world is so small these days. I think, you know, Spotify and Facebook and management and the label and I don't know, I get an email from this guy in France. I was like, can we use this for this couture French label across Europe? And I was like,
whoa.
Yes, speak to my people. Let's make this happen.
So it's a French label. So like a, what, it's like clothing, a, fashion.
Yeah, it is. And I was
commercial.
I was so excited that the clothing was like really nice. I was like tasty, like fashion. And yeah, this French company that is pretty huge around Europe is.
Wow.
Yeah. And the commercial, they just sent me the commercial to approve. I'm like, it looks great.
Now send me some clothes as
yes!
well.
Yes, totally.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
It is very cool. It's I also
cool
got.
History. Yeah.
I'm going to just tell Keep things going. That you're not really just meant go. To tell, but I've been asked. And before I say what I've been asked, I have previously been asked by all of the shows to take part in their shows.
Mm-hmm.
And the only show that nearly got me saying yes was when The Voice America asked me to be on their show. And I was like,
really?
Yeah. And I
to
was
audition
just like,
for the show?
Well, it's kind of all, it's not rigged. I definitely probably shouldn't be saying any of this. And once you're part of the show, you sign things.
It's right.
You
none
can't,
of those
but
people
I'm not
listening.
Part of the show. It's like, I just say. So it's like VIP auditions because they want to know that they have talent in it that they can support for, you know, for a lasting career out of the show.
Mm.
Yeah. So I said no to that, but I've just recently been asked by American Idol to take part, and there's a VIP audition in New York, and I'm like, well, you know what? If you want to yes. fly me to New York, maybe.
It's New York.
Maybe I will take
New
part
York's
in your show.
The place, and so you need to do this.
But I just think, I don't know, if you've ever seen the episode in Black Mirror that's about reality TV shows, you'll get what I mean.
Okay.
But there's good and bad, you know. The shows are kind of more about fame and instant
Instagram followers,
celebrity, you know, and I'm like, that's not why I do music. And it turns music into a competition, which I also don't agree with. I'm like, everyone has, you know, a voice and everyone has something to say. And what I am saying is more important than the acrobatics that I'm doing with my voice. So that's why I haven't done the show so far. But I think as I get older, I'm also like, I feel like my heart is more towards ministry. And I'm like, it is good exposure for me talking about Jesus.
It is. That is right.
So that would be my motivation if I did it.
Yeah, that's so cool. Have you been watching The Voice Australia? Because there's a few Brizzy guys on there, Christian as well.
Oh, yeah, Zeke is on
Zeke's
there.
On there.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's doing amazing. And
do you know Zeke?
Woodrow was on there, young Indigenous guy. It's a friend of mine. Yeah, Zeke. Yeah, we toured together a while ago.
Really?
Zeke. He's amazing.
I keep looking at his Instagram and there's always like young adults and like lots of different connections and church connections and stuff like that. So it's really cool to see that popping up. And yeah, that is so cool. There
so
you go.
Good. Yeah, I have lots of lovely friends that have gone on those shows and that they've made great of it.
Wow.
So nothing, not being anti the show, but just some of the things that it stands for.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it has been great to get to know you for sure.
And you, Alex, and you, and you listeners, even though we can't receive your input from where we are.
No, that's not how radio
works. Connect with me on Instagram.
Yes.
Even though I'm fasting Instagram this week, but are next you? Week I'll chat to you.
Okay, hold 1 week. Please hold, and we'll get back to you.
So good.
Leave a message after the beep. Beep. Okay, River, R-I-V-A-H, on Instagram. Yes.
At River Music.
Yay,
ooh,
thank you. Ooh, honey.
So you can sing. I knew you could.
Thanks for being part of the show. It's been great.
Thank you.
Ooh, honey, I'm right where you left me. And I know you won't forget me. Pick it up, cheerleader on your team. Cheerleader on your team.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.